When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Dear old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Today, Father, is Father's Day, a day that we all revere.
The tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year.
You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss.
For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us.
Yes, you are the one for us.
Well, that was the one, the only voice of Groucho Marx, of course, singing an ode to Father's Day, which happens to be today, a song written by his very good friend, Harry Ruby. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual, today paternal NPR station. Well, I want to wish a happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. I'm one as well. I'm a 15-year-old, and it's, you know, it's it's definitely a journey, and we're going to journey through the American musical, and in many cases, because it's drama after all, there are moments of conflict and concern, which always make for great theater. Let us go back to the late 1920s. We have Al Jolson leading off the lineup. Jolson was one of the most maudlin, sentimental performers of all time. And he called, I think he was in California, he was making a movie called The Singing Fool, I believe. And he called his pals, Brown, De Silva, and Henderson, and said, you gotta write me a song about my kid who dies. It's gonna kill him. It's gonna lay him in the aisle. It's gonna slay him. And they were like, really? Okay. So they wrote the most sentimental claptrap they could come up with, and they played it for him, hoping to perhaps, get him to have a kind of, adverse therapy. And he listened to it, and there was a pause, and he said, I love it. It's exactly what I'm looking for. So here is Sonny Boy, one of my dad's favorite songs, incidentally, sung by Al Jolson.
Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. Gray skies, you make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, from your dear old dad, Sonny. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your way. You made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. Now I'm lonely too, Sonny Boy.
Well, when we have father songs in the American musical, we often have children, in this case two daughters, who are trying to reach their father. Things change, they get older, and the dads have to take that on board. Our first song is a lovely song from a musical called Henry Sweet Henry, written by Bob Merrill, Eric Comstock's favorite musical. And it's a nice little song about a girl who doesn't see her dad as often as she would wish, sung very beautifully by Robin Wilson.
No, I guess you don't, or else you'd mention it. Remember how you told me I'd get sunburned, but I didn't listen, and I got sunburned when you took me to the beach. You know the beach, in that place around near Boston. Boy, but I was sunburned, and you couldn't spank me. To ask you if you ever got to Boston. Do you ever go to Boston anymore? Do you ever go to Boston?
Right and wrong, who's to say which we should refuse? All we know, love survives either way we choose. Here you are at the edge, go ahead and fall. Don't resist, I insist, love still conquers all. It even conquered you, my little Attila. You're growing up.
And you're cool with that?
Yes. And no. I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling sad. A little childish, a little dad. I think of all the days you've known, all the ways you've grown. See you on your own, and then I'm feeling happy and sad again. I'm rested, but then I'm tired. Today requested, tomorrow fired. And now a boy says he adores she who once was yours. How can I ignore such news? I'm sad and happy, why should I choose? Life is full of contradictions, every inch a mile. At the moment we start weeping, that's when we should smile. In every heaven, you'll find some hell. And there's a welcome in each farewell. Life can be harsh, the future strict. Who would dare predict? And the boy you've picked, not bad. So let's be happy, forever happy, completely happy. And a tiny bit sad.
That That is the inimitable Latin-inflected voice of Nathan Lane as Gomez Adams from the musical version of the Adams Family singing to and about Wednesday, his daughter, who's growing up, Krista Rodriguez, in that production. And of course, Wednesday Adams is now a superstar of her own on television with her own series. So lovely song in the middle of a kooky musical. Not my favorite musical, but it happens to be, I think, one of, if not the most popular one in high schools around the country. Da-da-da-dum. As you might guess. Well, let us go to Sheldon Harnick, who's out here in Long Island. Hi, Sheldon, in East Hampton. And here are two songs he wrote about dads who are struggling on their end with daughters who've not just grown up, but may not be fitting into the tradition that they themselves abide with. They are fathers who are dealing with daughters who are not perhaps taking the journey that they would wish. Here is Alfred Molina, who gave a wonderful performance, in my opinion, as Tevye in a revival of Fiddler on the Roof.
Little bird, little hoveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Hoveler, hoveler. Little bird, little hoveler, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were. Hoveler, hoveler.
With you. Papa, stop! At least listen to me, Papa! I beg you to accept us!
Accept them? How can I accept them? Can I deny everything I believe in? On the other hand, can I deny my own child? On the other hand, how can I turn my back on my faith? My people. If I try to bend that far, I'll break. On the other hand, there is no other hand. No, Hava.
Papa.
No! No!
Must you be what you are and possess what you possess? Majesty, commanding dignity, in born authority. You have it all, Bess. Bravery, more than your share of it. I've been aware of it since you were small, Bess. You have a touch of fire. You have a regal flair. You are all that a child should be, except you're not my son and heir. Tell me, Bess, can I reject you now and still expect you now to understand that to love you just as you are, I must love you from afar? If I could, I'd bring you here to me, to have you near to me. It can't be done, Bess. Tell me, child, why must there be in you so much of me in you and not my son, Bess? When I behold your fire, when I behold your flare, then your presence becomes too painful for my dazzled eyes to bear. Near to me, your radiance blinds me, Bess, and it reminds me, Bess, of what you're not. So to love you just as you are, I must love you from afar.
That was Nicol Williamson as Henry VIII, who is at once admiring of his daughter, Elizabeth, and yet despairing that she will not be his son and heir. That was from the musical Rex, music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. Beautiful lyrics by Sheldon Harnick, as always. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we are looking at dads on Father's Day, trying to work out, their position in the world. A couple of musicals dealt not so much with fathers, but with father figures. And in Dear Evan Hansen, there's a kind of beautiful scene where Evan Hansen becomes what a son substitute for a guy whose son has left us. So a kind of beautiful song from that show, from Dear Evan Hansen. This is Michael Park and Ben Platt.
This glove's really cool. Wow.
No, why don't you take it?
Oh, no, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
Are you sure?
I bought this glove 1,000 years ago for some birthday or some Christmas that has come and gone. I thought we might play catch or I don't know. But he left it in the bag with the tag still on. You'll have to break it in, though, first. You can't catch anything with it that stiff.
How do you break it in?
Well, it's all a process that is really quite precise. A sort of secret method known to very few. So, if you're in the market for professional advice, well, today could be a lucky day for you. Shaving cream.
Shaving cream?
Oh, yeah. You rub that in for about 5 minutes, tie it all up with rubber bands, put it under your mattress, and sleep on it. And you do that for at least a week, every day, consistent. And though this method isn't easy, every second that you spend is gonna pay off. It'll pay off in the end. It just takes a little patience. It takes a little time, a little perseverance, and a little uphill climb. You might not think it's worth it. You might begin to doubt. But you can't take any shortcuts. You gotta stick it out, and it's the hard way, but it's the right way, the right way to break in a glove. With something like this, you gotta be ready to put in the work and make the commitment. So what do you think?
I mean, definitely.
Some people say just use a microwave, but try that run it through hot water technique. Wow! They can gloat about the time they save till they gotta buy another glove next week. It just takes a little patience.
It takes a little patience.
It takes a little time.
It takes a little time.
A little perseverance.
Perseverance.
And a little uphill climb. And it's the hard way, but it's the right way. The right way. Cause there's a right way in everything you do. Keep that grit.
Keep that grit.
Follow through. Even when everyone around you thinks you're crazy. Even when everyone around you lets things go. Whether you're prepping for some test, or you're miles from some goal, or you're just trying to do what's best for a kid who's lost control. You do the hard thing, 'cause that's the right thing. Yeah, that's the right thing.
Connor was really lucky to have a dad that... a dad who cared so much about taking care of stuff.
Shaving cream, rubber bands, mattress, repeat. Got it?
Got it.
It's the hard way,
but it's the right way.
The right way to break in a glove. You're good to go.
Die, let me die.
That was Colm Wilkinson, of course, one of the great voices of the 20th century stage, singing as Jean Valjean from Les Mis, a great father figure. Well, this is a good moment to look at our patrons, people who look after us, one of which is the Frederick Lowe Foundation, which has supported us every week on Broadway to Mean Street. And also, you too could be a patron, because now through June 30th is our June pledge drive here at WLIW. And again, this is such an original show we do every week. You do not get this on satellite radio. I promise you that. So it would be a great time to make a donation. You'll be matched dollar for dollar up to $50,000 during our matching gift challenge, and go to WLIWFM.org, or call at 800-262-0717. That's 1-800-262-0717. All right, let us go back to our Father's Day tribute to all the great dads in American musicals. And if you ask me who my favorite patriarch in the American musical is, I will surprise you and say it is Meyer Rothschild from the musical The Rothschilds. Also lyrics by Sheldon Harnick and music by Jerry Bock. Probably a lot due to the tremendous charm imbued in that character by Hal Linden, who won a Tony Award for that. So let us hear two songs from The Rothschilds.
Back, every head held high, for at last we're underway. Founders of the famous financial firm Rothschild and Sons.
Jaws will drop when the world finds out what a step we took today.
Copenhagen's favorite banking house, Rothschild
and Sons. Yes, you skeptical souls who sold us short.
We're superior agents of the court.
Twinkling high in the fiscal sky is a newly risen star.
There's another firm in the firmament,
Rothschild
and Sons.
Who stands ready to satisfy an expanding clientele?
Servants of a prince and a king so far,
Rothschild
and Sons. Who's at home in the gilded halls where the reigning blue bloods dwell? Members of a firm whose initials are Rothschild and Sons.
We're superior agents of the court. International finance is our fort.
Say hello to a bright new world, to a bleak one say farewell.
Look who's making loans to the Danish crown.
Favorites.
Look who gave a shove and a word and a
Joshua.
Look who's making loans.
Gave a shove and a
Rothschild
and Sons.
In my own lifetime, want to see the fighting cease. In my own lifetime, I want to see my sons enjoy the fruits of peace. While I'm still here, I want to know, beyond a doubt, that no one can lock us in or lock us out. We have climbed higher, much higher than I thought we'd climb. It's a long journey, and even though the end's in sight, there's not much time. I want to know, we haven't built on sand. In my own lifetime, in my own life, want to see our efforts blessed. my own lifetime. I want to see the walls come down, and then I'll rest. This Moses wants to see the promised land in my
That was Hal Linden as Meyer Rothschild sending his dynastic affection back to his sons and to future generations. Well, passing the torch from generation to generation is a big theme in dad shows in the American musical. Here is Falsettos, Bill Finn's tremendous show. Here is Christian Borle and Anthony Rosenthal sort of shaking hands, as it were, or embracing over the possibilities of the future.
My father says that love is the most beautiful thing in the world. I think girls are the most beautiful thing. Not love.
Kid, be my son. What I've done to you is rotten. Say, I was scared. I kept marching in one place, marching in time to a tune I'd forgotten. I loved you. I love you. I meant no disgrace. This here is love when we're talking face to face. Son, I for one would take love slower. I've made my choice. You can sing a different song. Watch as you sing, how your voice gets much lower. You'll be, kid, a man, kid, if nothing goes wrong. Sing for yourself as you march on. You'll be, kid, whatever your song. Sing for us all as we march.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot of songs say, where you going, my son? Now I know they're true. Boy, you never stop to think how fast the years run. Now they've taken you. I remember you was 3 and a half. Your ma and me would sit there after things got quieted. We'd laugh at some new word you said. I'd tell you where to get to bed, and we'd plan the night away, planning for our kid. I was your hero then. I couldn't do no wrong as far as you were concerned. You thought I was the best of men. The tables hadn't turned. You hadn't learned how little time it takes. And daddies make mistakes. Seems to me that lately I've been thinking a lot. I think about my dad. Lots of funny things come back I thought I'd forgot. Now they make me sad. High school and it used to be, I didn't want him touching me, and I shuddered if he did. Further back to summer nights, baseball games beneath the lights, and sleeping in the car, my daddy and his kid. He was my hero then. He couldn't do no wrong as far as I was concerned. I thought he was the wisest and the strongest and the best of men. The tables hadn't turned. I hadn't learned how little time it takes. And everybody breaks. And daddies make mistakes. I've heard a lot of songs say, where you going, my son? Now I know they're for real. Boy, you never stop to think how fast the years run and the things they steal. Now it seems I always knew why I do the things I do and the things I never did. Dad could give me. I give it to my kid.
That was Bob Gunton, such a beautiful performer from the first musical iteration of Working. That was a wonderful song by Stephen Schwartz, and talking about fathers and sons. Stephen Schwartz's son, Scott Schwartz, runs our Bay Street Theater around the corner. So there you are. Well, if you're going to have a show called Father's Day, there's only one song you can end with, of course, and that's Soliloquy by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Two rather complicated dads themselves. There's a book, Shy, by Jesse Green, about written sort of by and about Mary Rodgers and her own struggles with her dad. But speaking of struggles, which version are you going to pick? John Raitt, or are you going to pick the Great Concert Sinatra version, or more recent versions by Stephen Pasquale or Joshua Henry? Well, for me, it was sort of easy because A, it's a rare recording. It was done in 1962 for a very fast and dirty label experimenting with stereo. And our Billy Bigelow is Alfred Drake, one of the great monuments of the American musical theater. But another little finger on the scale is this recording was given to me by his daughter, Candace Wainwright. So honoring a father and a daughter and the greatest number, one of the greatest numbers about the musical from the musical theater, dads or otherwise, here is Alfred Drake with Soliloquy. Happy Father's Day, everyone.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fellow's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river, or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course, it takes talent to do that well. He might be a champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. Yeah, his mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet.
I can see him when he's 17 or so and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl? Bill. Oh, Bill. What would I do with her? What could I do for her? A bum with no money. You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of sweet and petite little tintype of her mother. What a pair! My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellows of two or three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try. By God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it or steal it or take it or die.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.